I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Faith Friday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. I always thought of religion as something that would bring comfort to the afflicted, take care of people, and spread kindness and joy. But that's not how a lot of people see their religious faith. They see it as a way to hurt others. And there have been some interesting studies lately about how some areas of modern Christianity, we're looking at you evangelicals, are steeped in bullying and sadism, which seem so far away from what Christ taught. But it is hard to recognize Christ in almost anything that modern evangelicals are doing. At least the conservative ones. I'm sure there are some liberal evangelicals who are not out there doing evil. In the impeachment hearings on Wednesday, Barry Loudermilk, a GOP representative from the state of Georgia, and let me just stop there to point out, the state of Georgia has not had legitimate elections in a long time. They're one of the most electorally corrupt states in the Union. Their election system is a joke. They've just, dumped off 30,000 people off their electoral rolls, almost all of them in areas that would vote against Trump and vote against Republicans. And their current governor oversaw his own election because he was the Secretary of State. And a lot of things happened in that election that were truly mind-boggling. Now, I assume that Representative Loudermilk considers himself an evangelical Christian. I don't know. But he said, and I'm quoting, "When Jesus was falsely accused of treason, Pontius Pilate gave Jesus the opportunity to face his accusers. During that sham trial, Pontius Pilate afforded more rights to Jesus than the Democrats have afforded this president in this process." That's the argument. You're comparing a medieval system of justice to today's system of justice. Not exactly equivalent. And a lot of people, and including probably most evangelicals in the past, would take any kind of equation of a president with Jesus as a problem. But modern day evangelicals seem to think that Trump is the next best thing to Jesus. I think more of us think he is more the exact opposite of Jesus. So that's where we are. We've got people who seem to have no understanding of who Jesus is, and those exact same people saying that Democrats are fake Christians. They just said that on Fox News. That liberals are less than sincere if they pray during impeachment. They question our Christianity, those of us who are progressives and Democrats, but they get incensed if we question theirs. Well, I will question theirs. I don't think their Christianity has anything to do with actual Christianity. They are false Christians and false prophets. There is a cruelty to modern evangelicalism that is just stunning. You've got Kevin Swanson, the right-wing pastor who has called for death to the gays. And he just came out calling the brave and intelligent climate activist Greta Thunberg psychologically disturbed. So then, after calling her psychologically disturbed, he goes in the opposite direction. He says this, "I have to say there is something very disturbing about the appearance of and the presentation of this Greta Thunberg. The other demonic spirits are using her to lead the world wherever it's going." Well, it's going to hell, so if she's leading us in a different direction, that's probably a pretty good thing. And if anyone is psychologically disturbed, someone who's going around calling for the death of people that he doesn't like and criticizing people whose opinions he doesn't understand by saying they're possessed by demons, that's somebody who's psychologically disturbed. And what's this whole thing about with being so obsessed with wanting to see gay men punished and hurt and ridiculed and just have horrible things happen to them? Well, Richard Rorty is an American philosopher who's been looking at this, and what he points out with is that what they see as divine justice, they get pleasure from the idea of this divine justice, and that pleasure is sadism. Adam Suhr in The Atlantic wrote that cruelty is the point. Trump is aligned with evangelicals because they all share this obsession with causing harm to others and taking joy and pleasure out of it. And Trump has said that's what he loves. He loves hurting people. It gives him great joy. He said that. Nothing makes him happier than taking down his enemies, destroying people. And Trump has used his massive unearned wealth throughout his entire career to hurt other people. He's actually the sadist in chief. And my God, the trivial, petty, childish nicknames he uses on everyone. It's embarrassing. But anyway, we talk about homophobia, and yeah, there is a lot of that, and there have been plenty of studies that show that some of the most vicious homophobes will get an erection when you show them men having sex with each other. But that really isn't the focus here. They don't fear gay people, for the most part. Yeah, I'm talking about evangelicals. They don't fear them so much as they want to have someone to hate and someone, a group of people that they can hurt. You know, in Nazi Germany, it was the Jews. Here in this country, if you're evangelicals, it's gay people. Now, if you're not a statist, you don't get it. You don't get how people can take pleasure in hurting other people. But it's a real thing. And that's why we see so much outright viciousness coming out of evangelicals. And of course, in their world, they project whatever they do onto others. They cannot conceive or imagine that their hatred and their cruelty and their awfulness isn't also in everyone else. They just don't get that. So everyone else's motives are colored with their own hatred and viciousness. That explains some of the problems that Chick-fil-A has gone through lately. I certainly would never go to a Chick-fil-A. To me, it's just a stupid overpriced chicken sandwich. I don't get it. So, you know, really easy for me to boycott them, because I don't care. And we get stuff like this from Second Vote, which is a supposed Christian consumer watchdog group. They rate businesses based on how much they love Jesus. So they're not happy with Chick-fil-A, and they wrote this. The LGBTQ community is dedicated to destroying anyone or any organization that believes in the truth of two sexes only, which in all of nature have a primary purpose of procreation, but in man creates a special bond of love between a man and a woman. Well, I've seen lots of bonds between men and men and women. It was a special bond, and sometimes they procreated, not with each other. They had to have some outside help. They continue, engaging in sexual acts separate from God or nature's design is not normal and cannot be normal. Thus, there is an intensity to destroy truth and promote a false and unhealthy lifestyle, which is harming our children and culture. I don't know what any of that means, and I'm not sure what you think is normal. Are you opposed to blowjobs? Because that doesn't help procreation. And then they introduce a new term that I had not been exposed to before. This LGBTQ unicorn replaces respect with intimidation, love thy neighbor with hate, and seeks to destroy theology, biological fact, history, and scientific truths. And the LGBTQ unicorn will succeed as long as conservatives and Christians allow themselves to be intimidated into silence. You know, what the LGBTQ community, I don't know about the unicorns, but what the community wants is for you to get out of their fucking business. Many of them are Christians, and maybe the majority here in this country are Christians. They just don't happen to accept your sick and twisted view of the Bible. That hate you keep talking about is the projection of your own hatred. So seeing that, I thought to myself, well, what the heck is an LGBT unicorn? And that comes from an article on the Second Vote site, Lincoln Unicorns and Chicken Sandwiches. I don't see the name of a writer anywhere on that. But the term comes from his claim that he was in visiting or having lunch in the cafeteria of his psych ward, and he encountered a 13-year-old girl who said that she was a unicorn and how, you know, discriminated against she was because nobody believed she was a unicorn and how tough her life was. Now, of course, she was not really a unicorn. A unicorn, at least in the swing community, is a woman interested in finding other couples to play with. But his point is that gay people are no more gay than this girl was a unicorn. They just don't exist, which in and of itself is cruel. And then he blames these gay unicorns for everything he thinks is wrong with the world, like diversity and pro-abortion and homosexuality. Homosexuality is the death of the Judeo-Christian faith and love thy neighbor. I think it's really expanded loving thy neighbor. And he calls the destruction of our environment environmental alarmism, which leads to the death of individual freedom and prosperity. I think it's going to be just the opposite of that, actually. So they downgraded their ranking of Chick-fil-A. for saying they won't support hate groups anymore. And I'm wondering when we will get to the point to realize that this form of evangelical Christianity is, in fact, a hate group.